I'm not even recording this from like where I normally do. I'm in bed, but I just like lit one up right now and realized that if I was to start an OnlyFans, I would probably be a voice actress. Like, you don't have to see my face. You can just like listen to me. Hear me out. Moaning. Oh my God. That's a brilliant business idea. And I feel like I could literally just move to the US and be a moanist. Mona. From this day onwards, call me Mona. Yeah, like, sorry, I'm using my phone while I'm recording. This is crazy. It's gonna be a mini-sode. Yeah, I really want to get that consistency. I need to get that consistency shit together. So this is not gonna be a mini-sode. Okay, maybe I should make this like a series where I... Anyway, can you tell that I have ADHD and that's how my mind is all the time? Me debating in my head and thinking that you heard or you could see my face so that you would know that I'm thinking. Okay, so someone I understand. Anyway, I want to say that I don't like people who make you feel bad for who you are. You get what I mean? I don't like when people come at other people for something, like how when they talk, their head shakes some way. Like some girls, when you're growing up, your head, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what goes on, but if you're like an it girl, like you're in your zone, you're in your element, there comes some kind of wanting to voice your correct opinion, but I don't know what I'm saying, but basically if you have like a sass to how you talk, I don't like people who imitate others. I also don't like people who say unaongea kizungu mingi. See, relax. When you didn't go to school, so you can hear me, can you relax? Why are you mad, honey? Why would you be mad that I'm literally just communicating at my mode of communication? Adwage. Watu wengine. Some people. Anyway, I also had the hope of making this an African youth podcast. So I wanted to say that maybe you could leave me like a voice note on Instagram. Oh Jesus Christ, I'm just yawning. Oh yeah, you can leave me like a voice message on Instagram, but I wouldn't know how to convert that to sound and have it posted here, so that's crazy. Oops. I'm also not feeling very well because I've been sick all day. Okay. Maybe I should stop drinking. Said nobody ever. Okay, maybe I should. But, Nimewa Miss, how are you doing? How is life? What are you happy about? Send me a DM and tell me what you're happy. What's making you happy? I watched a video today and I realized that shit, like the joy that men have when they watch football, or anyone who watches football in the first place. Like, I don't have anything that gives me adrenaline like that. Like, I saw them so happy and I was like, shit, imagine nothing in my life makes me feel, I don't feel anything like that. I don't feel like that for anything in my life. That's crazy. That's actually very, very insane. I also had a crazy night, so Last night was kind of crazy. Shit. Welp. Another day, another slay. My tattoo is also peeling and it's itching. And I posted this on my Instagram. But I wish we were allowed to peel tattoos. I can't believe we're not allowed. Oh my God. I can't believe we're not allowed to, like, peel the tattoos. I'm observing something. Anyway, I can't believe we're not allowed to peel our tattoos when you get them, when they start to heal. I'm so tired. This minisode is just everywhere. I didn't really have anything to say. This is basically like a voice note from me to you. So I hope you are having you had a beautiful beginning of your weekend. And you're not regretting anything in your life, which you shouldn't. And what else? The reason why I made this episode is probably to say that if I ever had an OnlyFans, I would be moaning, because everyone I've been with tells me, "You moan so cutely." So I'm like, oh, okay. All right. This may be a job. I should. Anyway, let me tell you guys a funny story. On my birthday last year, I invited 8 people for my birthday. 22 showed up. Don't ask me how or why. But I invited 8 people and 22 people showed up. So I had a smaller house than the number of people that were in the house. And after my birthday, I was having... birthday, I was getting some of that birthday shtick, but hear me out, I'm a virgin, okay? I'm a virgin, come straight, come correct, okay? Don't worry, thank you. But Stacy, this is about Stacy, my hoe, was in the living room, and then she was like, "What's that sound?" The music was playing. "What's that sound?" Jesus Christ. The music was playing and she told everyone to like reduce the volume so that she can hear what that was. And everyone who came for my birthday heard me. Stacy, fuck you. Wherever you are, go fuck yourself. I'm also no longer friends with like half of those people, actually like almost all of them, because I took offense because they all knew that I was being cheated on and no one told me. So that's disgusting behavior. I will not tolerate. Goodbye. So well, I have Erica and Stacy, I guess. I'm not upset about it. I'm just like, shit, I have to pruning people off of my life. But the point of the story was just how Stacy in all her glory reduced the volume on me so that I can be heard, because she didn't know. She was concerned. She was genuinely concerned, but she also fucked me up a good one. That was crazy. That was messy, a little bit messy. But let me tell you, my birthday, maybe I should make an entire podcast episode about this. But on my birthday, we woke up at 5 a.m. My then boyfriend woke me up at 5 a.m. to tell me, we're going where? Are you mad? Are you crazy? I'm barely 22. We just got here. Can you relax? Can't a girl sleep? So I was like, what do you mean we have to go? And then he says the house is flooded. I said, hell no. I know the fuck it ain't. I know the fuck it ain't. So, like, I step down, like, I get out of the bed and I put my feet down, and my feet were in water. Because what happened at night, I have a suspect, but I'm not gonna name him. broke some drainage system or something, and the whole house flooded. I also lost my cute, extremely beautiful love of my life, pink JBL Flip 5. I'll forever cry for that. But I didn't lose it. Like, I didn't, it wasn't stolen. I just left it in the Airbnb, and I fought with that Airbnb bitch. So I fucking hate her. Do you know what? She conned me. That's not the BNB that I paid for. Like, I get to the house. This whole story is so long, man. I should make an episode. But bottom line, it was the wrong BNB. It had nothing. I got there and they were painting the house. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you mad? On my birthday, do you know who I am? I'm a crazy Leo. I'm in love with myself. What are you talking about that on my birthday you're painting the house? And the house flooded and my friends were arrested by the cops. And when I woke up, someone had made Indomie at night and left like the gas open, so the house was leaking. So imagine if someone woke up earlier than me at 5 a.m and went to light a blunt or something, that we would have died. Shit. Anyway, that was a great birthday, will never be forgotten. I sent everyone like invites. I was so cute. Like, I had the intention of having a very cute birthday setup. You know, I sent people formal invitations. I was like, you are invited to my birthday on the 3rd of August at blah, 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 BNB. And this time, come with a bottle or something. No, I actually bought all the alcohol apart from the next day. But I bought, oh my God, I do be spending money like I'm paid. Me, jobless at a 22-year-old law student who just finished. Welp, did I even finish my research paper? Ugh, please, I'm stressed. Let's not even go there. Anyway, that and what else happened on my birthday? Something crazy. I think one of the neighbors who was Nigerian came and shouted at us. And he was being so rude. And he's so buff and built. I was like, wallahi, wallahi, this nigga is gonna beat us. I swear to God, he's gonna hit me. But anyway, he didn't hit us. He was just sorry. He was just mad we were making noise. That was a chaotic birthday. But to 22, I guess. That was like a premonition of my 22. Fuck, this birthday better be good. Because if it's a premonition of my next year... Well, damn. And I'm the least judgmental person. If you're going through something, you can probably just send me an email. I will reply. I might not see it immediately, but you can just send me an email at gknyambura254@gmail.com. Yeah. This was a lovely episode. There's no music, obviously, because I'm in bed and there's nothing I can do about it. Is there something I can do about it? Yes. Will I do it? No. Maybe I can suggest a song. Let me dedix you. Dedix. Special dedix to my homies. Lover Boy by J-O-E-S-E-F. Like Joseph, but Joe for Joe-E-E. What am I saying? Joseph as in Joe Guy. No, I'm crazy. I'm sick in the head. What am I saying? Joseph, like J-O-E-S-E-F, Joseph. And also another song by him. Oh my gosh. Called... See everybody. Are you alright? Mm-hmm. Guy, I can't find it. But just... Oh, calm down. Oh my God, that song is the saddest thing I've ever heard. It says, because I'm a little bit broken and you're a little bit... Oh, you're a little bit tired and I'm a little bit sad. I wish we always had each other like the way we used to. And now the old bar is closing.
the bar I'm in is closing. Have I forgotten the lyrics? Yes. The bar I'm in is closing. The one that we always used to pass. I wish I could tell them how much I love you. I wish I could tell them that you're all I ever had. Guy. That song breaks my heart. That's so sad. Oh my God. Imagine being a singer and writing songs like that. Wow. Do you want a giant fat ass hug?
Okay, bye. See you next episode where I'll be...
Maybe I should talk about my birthday. Yeah, I'll talk about my birthday. Will I? We'll see. Bye. Love you.